Hello, welcome back to ECE by Miss T. Today's episode is on creating healthy boundaries for your toddler. This topic is really cool because it's our first requested topic. So super shout out to this listener who stepped up to the plate and hit a home run with this topic. Let's dig in. Boundaries are tough. There are plenty of adults, me included, that struggle with enforcing and honoring boundaries. So I figure why not introduce the importance of enforcing and honoring them to children at a very influential period in their development. Enforcing healthy boundaries is one of the top five types of disciplines. It's believed that when adults make our expectations and standards clear to children, they're more prone to comply. Children want to feel safe and to feel free. And I can hear you now, like, how the heck? How do you say both of those things in the same sentence, in the same breath? But it's really just about creating a balance of being clear and stern when enforcing the boundary and loving and kind when the boundary is honored. Enforcing boundaries, I guess it sounds kind of mean and harsh, especially when you hear the word enforce, you know, but in reality, children respond differently to a more serious and calm tone. It really kind of gets the message across that, okay, we're not playing anymore. I need to listen to what they're saying. So I'll give you an example. Your 2-year-old insists on hitting you in the face when you pick them up off the ground. So in the moment, you'll say, probably while laughing, don't hit me in the face. Like, you'll say it just like that. And that fun and joking tone that you're taking while you're trying to state an important boundary can be confusing to the child. Instead, maybe you could say something like, okay, I don't like it when you hit me in the face. If you do it again, I'll have to put you down and you'll need to hold my hand. Saying something like that makes your message very clear. You simply won't tolerate being hit in the face, and the consequence is very clear as well. And consequences can be pretty tough with toddlers because, let's face it, they're cute, they're your babies, you know, and sometimes the violations can be funny. But we have to remember that with everything that we do, we're sending a message that this is the way the world works. Because they don't know any other way than what we teach them and what we show them. So being consistent with those consequences are essential to changing unfavorable behaviors. I can give another example. Your 2-year-old ignores you when you instruct them to clean up their toys, saying, can you put your toys away? That leaves them with the option to choose no because you posed it as a question. They in turn say no or they ignore you. Now, what can you do in that situation? I like to practice something like, we need to clean up so we can go to the park. Simple. If ignored or objected, then you can try something like, would you like to go to the park? Me too. But we need to put our toys away first. Let's do it together. So here, I mean, I guess you could call it a bribe, but I don't really see it like that because the whole plan was to go to the park, like in general, like in the first place. You wanted to go to the park with the child. They knew that's what they were doing that day. So it's not like a new incentive created just to get them to clean up. But I like this statement because it's just that. It's just a statement. It's clear. It's clear that I'll help with some of the cleanup and that we're moving on to the next activity. And that can even be part of a conversation that you can have while you're assisting them in cleaning up, or really at any other part of the day. Just basically explaining that when we're done in one area, we tidy up before moving to the next thing. This speaks to their natural need for order. And honestly, it's also going to help you out because, like, once you get them down at the table to eat or you get them in bed for their nighttime routine, Now you don't have to go back and clean up after them, all of the toys that are all over the floor, because they're completely capable of cleaning up after themselves. Oh, but also I'd like to add that when you're assisting them in cleaning up, that's completely okay to do, by the way, to help them clean up, but just try not to do it all for them. Assistance is really about sharing that load. So, your share can simply be handing them, a car and saying, "Where do these go?" Or saying, "Where do we park our cars?" Or even saying, "Do you remember where our dress-up clothes go?" Like those types of things, that's verbal assistance, and that will also get them excited about putting certain things away because they have to remember where they go and they get to show you where they go. But I mean, I feel like that natural effect of playing with toys is having to put them away. So when adults step in and we do that part for them, the children kind of miss out on a great lesson of accountability and maintaining their environment. And those are very, very good skills for them to know for operating in this world. So how about one more example for younger toddlers? Let's say your 1-year-old insists on throwing their food at mealtimes. And so you're aggravated, so you just say, "Stop throwing." But let's be real, they feed off that reaction and that energy, so they're probably gonna keep throwing. Perhaps you could try, when you throw your food, it tells me that you're done eating. I'll take your plate now. And actually take it too. Like, I feel like a few rounds of this can send that message, and it'll be clear that, okay, when I throw my food, they take my plate. I don't want them to take it, so I'll stop throwing. And when you take the plate, you can even say something like, "All done," which will give them the words needed for when they actually are done with their food. They can replace the act of throwing their food with the words "all done." And so that can also help alleviate the action of them throwing food and more of a mess for you to clean up afterwards. So those are just a few examples of the many, many ways that you can enforce healthy boundaries for your child. They're healthy because not only do you lead your child into understanding that having boundaries doesn't mean it's the end of fun and freedom, but you're teaching them that basically boundaries can extend that fun and keep that freedom safe. So, a healthy safety boundary can look like telling your child, "When I call your name, you need to come to me." Now, this is a safety boundary because if there's like a house fire and you can't reach your child, but you need them to come to you so you guys can evacuate together and safely, it's not the time for them to be ignoring you or for them to choose not to follow your instructions. Another safety boundary could be telling your child, "You need to hold my hand for safety. If you let go again, I'm going to pick you up to hold you." Now, this is excellent for toddlers who like to pull and run away from you while they're holding your hand, like in public places, because they simply cannot take off running in like a parking lot or, a store or something like that. It's not safe. So those are just like a couple of safety boundaries that you can enforce with your children. And I'm all about explaining things to children because I feel like, for one, that language is going to help their language skills and communication skills. But I also believe that children understand a lot more than we think that they do sometimes. So just explaining to them why, this is important, this is mommy's boundary. This is, daddy's boundary, because I don't like it when you hit me in the face. That's not how we take care of one another. That's not how we show kindness to one another. I don't hurt you on purpose and you don't hurt me on purpose, type of thing. So I definitely think that having those conversations are imperative to enforcing these boundaries and having that go smoothly. But one of the goals of creating healthy boundaries is to empower your child to speak up for their own boundaries that they might have, and also to know that they're in an environment where those boundaries will be respected and honored. So, because they're respecting and honoring yours, they're in turn going to feel like you're going to respect and honor theirs as well. So, if they don't necessarily want to hug their teacher before they leave, or they don't want to, kiss grandma or whatever the case may be, if they say no, they don't want to, they speak up and they say that for themselves. It's our job to kind of honor that because we want them to honor our boundaries as well. But I think that sending that message is super important, and we can send that by enforcing our own boundaries, like I said. I mean, some people call them limitations, some people call them rules, but honestly, whatever you call them, they provide structure and they also aid in lowering the stress level in the home. If you are not constantly battling it out with your toddler, it's just a more cohesive type of home environment. So that's more pleasant for, you, your spouse, your other children, your child that you're having these issues with. It's just better for everybody. But, we seem to thrive at work and in interpersonal relationships when the expectations and the standards are made clear. And I don't feel like we slack if we know that there's concrete consequences to our actions that we don't want to experience. And I feel like the same thing goes with children. This isn't to say that they're not gonna be defiant at all if you follow this, but children naturally want connection and calm interactions with their caregivers and their parents. So, like, the very reason that people choose timeouts, standing in the corner, spankings, and taking things away from their child, like, it's because they know that these children, they don't want those things to happen. So those are the consequences. And you choose whatever consequence that you're comfortable with. I'm not gonna tell you how to discipline, but I think that healthy boundaries is going to definitely help the flow and get them to understand more of how the world works and honestly equip them to go out into the world because, it all starts at home, right? Home is the first school. Interpersonal relationships, like you're learning all of that stuff at home first before you even step foot into a daycare, before you step foot into a school system. So, children wanting that harmony and us wanting that harmony, like it's better to work together to create that harmony. So, yeah, but I think that, like I said, starting at home, that gives them the experience that they need to go out into the world and be able to follow laws and regulations that we all have to follow. Yeah, so I think that's it. Whew, that was a lot. But I hope these examples helped you to grasp the importance and also the ease of creating the structure for your toddler. The benefit is in their favor, and it's definitely in yours as well. Just as like the person who requested this topic did, like, please feel free to let me know what subjects, you guys like me to cover because I'm all ears. You can comment under this episode in the Anchor app. Say something to me when you see me. You can message me on social media. Send me a carrier pigeon, like a signal flare. Like, just let me know. And I'd be absolutely overjoyed to cover your requests. Make sure that you like, share, comment, ooh, and donate to this podcast if you value the content and if you feel like these tips can aid a family who could use this information. I mean, honestly, my goal with this like with even beginning the podcast was to help, you know, to be a resource for families who need the information. I operate a structure-based program, and so I see the results every day. You know, these children feel empowered, they feel heard, they feel seen, and they're eager to learn from being in that type of environment. So if I can pour out some of my expertise to fill the cups of those that are in need, then you better believe I'm going to do that. Okay, but I'm passionate and I'm going off on a tangent. But you guys stay safe. You've got this parenting thing, okay? You're doing an amazing job. I'm proud of you. And until next time.